We are welcoming a new show to iHeart and the DraftKings YouTube channel. It is called Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano. It is an insider look at the NBA and the coaches surrounding the league. Every week, the five-time All-Star and the number one pick in the 2010 NBA Draft, John Wall, will give his unique perspective on hot topics in the league and tell the best behind-the-scenes stories from his time in the NBA. So check out Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano on the iHeartRadio app, the DraftKings YouTube channel, or wherever you listen to podcasts.
Black Tech Green Money isn't just about telling the stories of successful black entrepreneurs. It's also about giving actionable and wealth-building strategies that help you protect the future of our communities. That's why we're pleased to be supported by State Farm Insurance. State Farm also believes that we must invest in our communities to achieve economic growth by sponsoring programs like the AXO, which rewards high school students for their academic achievements. State Farm believes that being better neighbors creates better communities. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
If you're looking for the most epic place on earth, let's start at the base of a massive waterfall. Then trek through the thick jungle. Then climb to the peak of a snowy mountaintop. Then once you get there, keep going. Because with intelligent 4x4 and 7 drive modes and a Nissan Pathfinder, the search is the real adventure.
Available feature. Intelligent 4x4 cannot prevent collisions or provide enhanced traction in all conditions. Always monitor traffic and weather conditions.
DJ Envy, Angela Yee, and Charlamagne the God.
I congratulate you, Hall of Famers. So honored to be in the presence of radio royalty.
It's the world's most dangerous morning show, The Breakfast Club.
This is a big deal. Big deal.
I think that y'all have a certain amount of respect for, you know, what everybody else does, and y'all are just the best at what y'all do.
We love y'all, man. Thank you for being the people's champs.
Probably the greatest.
I'll drill y'all.
Good morning, USA!
Hey, fam!
All right. What up? It's Thursday! Good morning, everybody. It's Thursday.
Feels like a Friday.
Does it? Well, it does a little bit. Yeah, it does, because I'm heading out to Detroit today after the show. My car show is 2 days away in Detroit. I'm super duper excited. I got the kids' costumes, and when you bring the kids with you traveling everywhere, you got to make sure you have everything. Extra clothes, extra everything. So I had to make sure I packed their costumes and everything, so I'm super duper excited. Of course, my car show's at the TCF Center in Detroit. Celebrity cars, exotic cars. There's going to be Halloween candy for the kids, best costumes. There's carnival rides, carnival games, amusement rides. There's so much going on, man. We're going to have a lot of fun. I'm bringing the, I call them the jump rope people. They'll teach people how to jump rope.
Double Dutch aerobics.
Double Dutch aerobics. It's going to be a lot going on. I'm super duper excited, and that goes down on Saturday.
All right, Double Dutch aerobics.
Now, Yee's heading out to Chicago because during the pandemic, The Breakfast Club was nominated to be in the Radio Hall of Fame.
We were actually inducted into the Radio Hall of Fame last year.
What do you mean nominated?
So
we in.
The ceremony, we couldn't have it, of course, last year because of the pandemic, so it was actually tonight.
Yes, so I'll be going to Chicago for the Radio Hall of Fame. Angie Martinez is going. Sway. There were a lot of people that got inducted last year. So while it is the 2021 Radio Hall of Fame, they are giving us an opportunity to come this year to celebrate.
My man Donnie Simpson. Last year was all the black inductions. That's just is what it is.
Yeah, it was Donnie, it was Sway.
They were like, we're doing it online.
Andrew. That's right.
Yeah.
Y'all don't got to be here in person.
Yeah, so you're going there tonight.
I would like to be there, but I got a TV show, the tape.
Yeah, I got a. This car show is taking everything out of me, so I can't.
I talked to Angie yesterday. She was like, "How come we're the ones that have to do everything?"
Mm-hmm. Y'all not the ones that have to do everything.
She was like, "Why do we?" She was like, "I thought everybody was going."
No, I tape on Thursdays. I tape my late night talk show, The God's Honest Truth. It comes on every Friday night at 10 p.m. on Comedy Central, so I'll be taping today.
Yeah, I got businesses to run.
Mm-hmm.
Me too.
Bees like that. Bees like that sometimes. So you representing the fam. So,
but speaking of businesses. Big businesses in the building this morning.
That's right. Ava DuVernay will drop be joining us this morning.
Dropping a clue Queen Ava DuVernay. She'll be here to Colin Kaepernick TV show. What's it called? In Black and White?
Colin in Black and White.
Colin in Black and White. Premieres tomorrow night on Netflix. No, tonight. Tonight at midnight on Netflix.
Yeah,
tonight at midnight.
Friday.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
All right. And then we got Front Page News next. What are we talking about?
Yes, we do. And I left everything outside, so I'll let you know in a minute.
Okay. All right. Well, we'll get this together. This show is great, you know.
All right. Here we go.
Radio Hall of Fame.
That's right. Radio Hall of Fame.
That's how we got here, by winging it.
All right. Breakfast Club. Good morning. Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. Let's get in some front page news. Now, the World Series is now tied, all right? The Astros won last night 7-2, all right? They play tomorrow at 8:09, so good luck to both of those teams. Now, what else you got, Yeezy?
Well, let's talk about marches. You know, you can march for anything, right? And you can also be an ally. Well, a large group of people gathered in Los Angeles to celebrate something small. They wanted to end the shame associated with having a small penis.
That's right. Drop on the clues bombs for them. Respect them.
It was called the Small Dong March. So they urged for our men to show up and live your truth. They said, this is real. We need you there. Some people are embarrassed to show up. If you have a small dong, the truth will come out. So own that truth. And they had a huge sign in the front, end small dong shame.
What's going on?
I mean this respectfully, guys. There's bigger issues in the world. Okay? There's bigger things that y'all could be marching for. All right? Nobody cares. Whether you got a bigger penis or not, it's not going to make the world a better place. Might make your personal life a better place, but the world, no.
So you're not going?
No, I don't need to be.
Well, they need allies, so you can either go or just be an ally.
That's
and
sad,
you can
though.
See some of the signs they had, you know, a small dong, big heart, in solidarity with shrimp, D's.
That proves that we live in an era that, you know, no matter what you on, there's going to be somebody there to support you. That's what social media has done. You can find your tribe. I guarantee you all of these people met on some online site somewhere.
All right. Now, Tropicana has announced an orange juice-friendly toothpaste, something you never knew you needed. So, you know how you drink some orange juice and then you brush your teeth right after? Vice versa.
Mm-hmm.
You brush your teeth and then you try to drink some orange juice and it's disgusting for quite some time. Well, now they've announced on social media toothpaste that doesn't ruin OJ. And that drops November 1st. Did you ever know you needed that? They said nearly 80% of people agree that toothpaste ruins the taste of orange juice.
Yeah, but that's why you don't brush before you drink your orange juice. I'm at home in the morning, I eat my breakfast first before I brush my teeth.
Really? I have to brush my teeth as soon as I get up.
I brush my teeth
first thing I do is go in the bathroom, then I brush my teeth right after.
Not
that.
If I know I'm about to have breakfast. If I know I'm about to have, when I wake up in the morning and I know I'm about to have breakfast, I'm eat breakfast first.
I can't do it. Mm-hmm. I don't feel right if I eat and I haven't brushed my teeth. All right, now New Orleans has dropped their mask mandate as coronavirus numbers are falling. So it's looking like next year they may be able to have Mardi Gras for the first time in the past couple of years. So they had some crowds gathered in the streets for the first large parade on Saturday. And that's the first large parade since Mardi Gras of 2020. So they're saying it looks like it is going to happen next year.
That's good. And I'm sure Essence will be back there too.
Essence is planning to come back next year.
Good.
And in California, California virus cases have stopped falling. So the governor, Gavin Newsom in California, is urging people to use caution still. He actually got his coronavirus vaccine booster shot and let people film that as well.
Which number? Who's that? Is that three or four?
Well, his third one. Yeah.
His third one. Okay.
His first booster shot. So,
what's the fourth going to be called? Booster Plus?
Well, they're saying right now that's not approved, but they're saying it could be something for people whose immune systems are compromised. All right, and the FDA has set a stronger safety warning for breast implants. They want some stronger warnings for people, right? So now there's a new requirement that people get detailed information about their potential risks and potential complications before you get them. So they want to make sure that people know that when you get these, it's not something that lasts forever, that you do have to update them. So when you get breast implants, you have to continue to make sure that you go to the doctor. It's not a lifelong thing.
You said every 10 years, right?
All right, so doctors have to sign this document. They have to confirm that the recipient was given an opportunity to review the document before surgery. And if you don't comply, you could face fines and other penalties from regulators. And these rules are going to start to take effect in 30 days. You have to let people know that often you have to have repeat surgeries. And again, that there's possible side effects like scarring, pain, rupture, and even a rare form of cancer that can happen from breast implants. And that is your front page news.
All right. Get it off your chest. 800-585-1051. If you need to vent, hit us up right now. Again, 800-585-1051. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club.
We're welcoming a new show to iHeart and the DraftKings YouTube channel. It's called Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano. It's an insider's look at the NBA and the coaches surrounding the league. Every week, the five-time All-Star and the number one pick in the 2010 NBA Draft, John Wall, will give us his unique perspective on the hottest topics in the league and tell the best behind-the-scenes stories from his time in the NBA. CJ will be bringing his A-list comedian buddies to keep it light and fire off some hoop takes. Plus, John will be inviting current and former NBA players, friends, and teammates to join the show as well to give their unfiltered accounts of what really goes on in the league from a player's perspective. So check out Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano on the iHeartRadio app, the DraftKings YouTube channel, or wherever you listen to podcasts.
State Farm Insurance gets it. Representation alone doesn't equate to authenticity. State Farm understands and wants to help protect our communities by investing in our future, building off the hard work our parents have done before us. We all are looking to create generational wealth so that our families and generations behind us have a better starting point than we did. That begins with financial literacy. State Farm helps fund programs like Project Ready, a National Urban League program committed to the educational achievement of Black and Brown youth. To date, participants have been awarded over $11 million in scholarships offers as a direct result of contributions from State Farm. At Eating While Broke, we hear inspiring rags-to-riches stories on each episode from our guests, but with State Farm, you can begin to write your own success story. State Farm believes that being better neighbors creates better communities and have a long-lasting impact. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
All right, so there we were, cruising through the new open-air zoo, when I realized that the park was closing in like 15 minutes. Luckily, we were in my Nissan Rogue. With its powerful V6 turbo engine, well, we had time to see all the animals. Whoa! And outrun a few!
Drive the Nissan Rogue.
Your time to get it off your chest, whether you're mad or blessed.
So you better have the same energy.
We want to hear from you on The Breakfast Club.
Hello, who's this?
Hey, what's up, 44 Trail? What's going on?
What's up, my G? Get it off your chest.
Yep, just real quick. Charlamagne threw me out the water with that one. Waking up in the morning and just chucking some breakfast down. That's crazy for a man who doesn't fart in his own clothes.
I definitely don't fart in my own clothes. But when I'm home on the weekend... When I'm home on the weekend and I wake up on a Saturday morning, Sunday morning, when I wake up, breakfast is, you know, usually already done. So, yes, I go right downstairs and eat.
Yeah, it does sound crazy because the bacteria that you're swallowing down there, that plaque on the teeth, bro, that's crazy.
Yeah, honestly, I do not feel right. Even if I get up to go to the bathroom and I'm going right back in bed, I still get up and brush my teeth. But it's a habit.
ASAP.
Mm-hmm.
Hold on, you get up in the middle of the night to use the bathroom and brush your teeth?
No, in the morning, if I wake up on the weekend and it's like 7 a.m. and I'm going to get back in bed, I'll brush my teeth.
Oh, and also, too, after you, even if you do brush your teeth first thing in the morning, you're probably going to drink some water or something before you drink some orange juice.
All liquids are horrible after brushing. But
Not water. Not water. Not water. Water's fine.
No, not exactly.
All right, put that out there, Mike.
Okay.
All right, brother.
I'm with you.
Peace.
Hello, who's this?
This is Tyron.
Tyron, what up? Get it off your chest.
First off, I just want to say shout out to Charlamagne.
Peace, King.
And the biggest shout out to DJ Envy. About 5-6 years ago, you had a car show at the Highlight Stadium. I think that's what it was called. And I'm a performer, and you got me to perform at your car show. And after that, I've been getting gigs, getting booked, my bread right. And I want to give you a big thank you for that, Envy.
Oh, okay. All right, well, yeah. Well, thank you. I mean, pull up in Detroit if you're around Detroit. I mean, we ain't going to have no performances this year, but come on out, man. We're going to have a great time in Detroit, man. My car show this weekend, man.
Can I shout out my Instagram? So if anybody wants to see my performances.
Go ahead, bro.
Ink Royalty. Ink.Royalty on Instagram. I appreciate y'all. Y'all have a blessed day.
Peace, King.
Hello, who's this?
Yo, this is H Class.
What's up, bro? Get it off your chest.
Listen, there's a lot of females out there that wanna hide what they doing. You know, I stepped out on my wifey. I told her, well, she actually went through my phone.
Uh-oh.
And so I came clean with her. I told her the honest truth. This is like a year and a half ago. And I've been straight up honest with her. We have a daughter together. And I've been straight honest with her ever since. Haven't did nothing, been with nobody or nothing. But I moved out, and so I'm talking to her because I see her funny face. Like, you know, I come to my daughter. She hide her phone. You know, she put it silent and all this other crazy stuff. I'm like, yo, you with somebody? Like, just tell me. You know, because I'm still trying to put our family back together.
Mm-hmm.
And so that my daughter has her mother and her father together. Because I know what it was growing up without my father. And I don't want that for my daughter. And so I'm still trying to work hard to put it back together. And so she being sneaky, put her phone on silent, and then we together, like, we go out to the restaurant, she got her phone on silent, and she'll go and check it and do all this other stuff. And then she got caught up in her lies, like, 2 days ago. And I felt it in my heart anyway that she was with somebody, but she would never tell me the truth, because she know that I'm done with her.
Bro, yeah. So you cheated on her, and now you mad because she cheating on you?
No, I'm not mad. I just want her to be honest, because I was honest with her.
No, like, she caught you. You wasn't honest. You said she went through your phone and caught you.
Yeah, exactly. And then I told her everything that was going on. It wasn't a situation of where I stepped out on her and I kept doing it or something like that. It was a one-time thing. Then I told her about everything.
Let me ask you a question, King. I mean, I know that you know you got to trust your heart and you got to trust your gut, but could it possibly be just your guilty conscience? And she may not be doing anything at all, but you just think she is because you feel guilty?
No, she absolutely is. And she that was a confirmation of it when I asked her. I'm going to tell you this, right? My daughter goes to school this morning, right? So she dropped off in the morning. And so she told me she had to go pick up all this coffee because he had a flat tire and they was going to call her and let her know when the tire was ready so she can put it back on the car. So I called her. I was like, yo, what's going on today? She was like, I'm running errands and doing this and that. I was like, all right, I got to I was like, all right, you need to open the thing. She was like, nah.
Hold on, brother.
It's a lot.
It's a lot right now. All right, get it off your chest. 800-585-1051. We're going to help that brother off the line, man. Don't move. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club.
We're welcoming a new show to iHeart and the DraftKings YouTube channel. It's called Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano. It's an insider's look at the NBA and the coaches surrounding the league. Every week, the five-time All-Star and the number one pick in the 2010 NBA Draft, John Wall, will give us his unique perspective on the hottest topics in the league and tell the best behind-the-scenes stories from his time in the NBA. CJ will be bringing his A-list comedian buddies to keep it light and fire off some hoop takes. Plus, John will be inviting current and former NBA players, friends, and teammates to join the show as well to give their unfiltered accounts of what really goes on in the league from a player's perspective. So check out Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano on the iHeartRadio app, the DraftKings YouTube channel, or wherever you listen to podcasts.
State Farm Insurance gets it. Representation alone doesn't equate to authenticity. State Farm understands and wants to help protect our communities by investing in our future, building off the hard work our parents have done before us. We all are looking to create generational wealth so that our families and generations behind us have a better starting point than we did. That begins with financial literacy. State Farm helps fund programs like Project Ready, a National Urban League program committed to the educational achievement of Black and Brown youth. To date, participants have been awarded over $11 million in scholarships offers as a direct result of contributions from State Farm. At Eating While Broke, we hear inspiring rags-to-riches stories on each episode from our guests, but with State Farm, you can begin to write your own success story. State Farm believes that being better neighbors creates better communities and have a long-lasting impact. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
If you're looking for the most epic place on earth, let's start at the base of a massive waterfall. Then trek through the thick jungle. Then climb to the peak of a snowy mountaintop. Then once you get there, keep going. Because with intelligent 4x4 and 7 drive modes and a Nissan Pathfinder, the search is the real adventure.
Available feature. Intelligent 4x4 cannot prevent collisions or provide enhanced traction in all conditions. Always monitor traffic and weather conditions.
This is your time to get it off your chest, whether you're mad or blessed. 800-585-1051. We want to hear from you on The Breakfast Club.
Hello, who's this?
This is Jackie Peters. How you doing?
What's up, bro? Get off your chest.
Hey, I want to give a big shout out to, you know, Leisure, because these guys have been giving out free games every consistent week on the internet, and not too many people fucking. And I also want to give
a couple times a week.
Ian Dunlap. That man is the GOAT.
I saw Ian yesterday.
Information. He does not miss on this information because he knows what he's talking about. And I really want to get his information to all my brothers, because we are the ones that's going to make a difference in this world. And the only way we're going to make a difference is if we go out there and start grinding and listening to Earn Your Leisure.
Earn Your Leisure, Ian Dunlap. And don't forget the Wall Street Trapper now. Salute to the Wall Street Trapper.
Absolutely. Shout out to them. I just spoke to them actually like maybe 20 minutes ago. They're actually on their way to Nigeria, EYL. And
yeah, they're going out to Nigeria.
I just spoke to them. So wish them brothers best of luck out in Nigeria, and then I think they're heading to Egypt after. Hello, who's this?
Hey, good morning. It's Stevie Steve.
Stevie Steve, what up? Get it off your chest, bro.
Not much, man. How y'all doing?
Good, good.
Blessed,
good.
Black, and highly favored. How you doing, King?
Nothing, man. I'm doing good. I mean, my birthday coming up this weekend. I'm going to give myself a birthday shout out.
Okay.
Go ahead, brother.
Yeah, so I'm turning 31. No, old age. I ain't doing too much.
How old you said? 31?
31.
Yeah.
That's young as hell, bro. Especially when I'm 43. That's young. You got a lot more to go.
I ain't doing too much.
Nah, I was still mixy at 31.
I'm chilling, man.
So you just chilling this weekend?
Nah, I'm trying to go skating for real. Trying to do some old stuff like I do when I was young.
That's skating. Cool.
Where you from?
I'm from Delaware. I called a couple weeks ago. I was trying to get on ye Masters of Comedy.
Oh, you're a comedian?
Yeah, remember I gave my comedy page out. I wanted y'all to check me out.
Oh, yeah, I remember. Okay. All right, well, happy birthday. Have fun skating.
Oh, yeah. If anybody in Delaware or Maryland area, I got a comedy show in Bridgeville, Delaware next Saturday on November 6th.
Give out your name again.
It's Stevie Steve Comedy.
Okay.
On Instagram.
I remember. Okay, got you.
All right, brother.
Yeah, I'm still waiting on you, Yee.
Okay.
Hello, who's this?
Hello, this is Stephanie.
Hey, Stephanie, get it off your chest.
I just want to say that even though I'm going through a breakup, I'm still blessed. So I just want to tell people to keep their head up, even if bad day only lasts 24 hours. And also, I want to say to Charlamagne that his books are helping me a lot.
Great.
So
thank you. Thank you very much.
Charlamagne, I would really, really love if you follow me on Instagram. I love you so much. It will mean a lot to me.
I got you. What's your Instagram?
Maldo Tefi.
Yeah, and I'm going to put you on hold. I'm going to put you on hold and get your address. I'm going to send you something. I'm going to send you Dr. Rita Walker, the Unapologetic Guide to Black Mental Health. And I'm going to send you...
thank you so much.
Yeah, I'm going to send you Resma Minicum, My Grandmother's Hands, too, because those books really helped me, so...
Oh, thank you so much, Charlamagne. I really, really appreciate it.
Yeah, hold on. I got you.
Hold on. Get it off your chest. 800-585-1051. Now, we got rumors on the way, you?
Yes, and Jada Pinkett Smith, she was on Red Table Talk, and she was discussing the difficulty of maintaining a healthy sex life with her husband, Will Smith.
Why they be misconstruing people's words? Yeah, let's talk about that.
All right, we'll get into that next. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club.
It's time.
She's spilling the tea.
This is The Rumor Report with Angela Yee on The Breakfast Club.
Well, T.I. and Tiny were on Instagram, and they were showing the development that they're building in Bankhead. Here's what T.I. had to say.
Checking on my development here on Bankhead, man. You know what I'm saying? It's right here. Used to be the old Kmart, Giant Food. Now we got a affordable housing. 143 units going up. Mixed-use community. We about 40% done, man. We supposed to be done sometime next year. Since everybody's so much from here, let's see what you done did for here. You dig? I ain't finna do no whole bunch of jaw-jacking. I'm a show man. But, you know, this is our first project that's developers. We're proud of it.
Dropping the clues bonds for Tip and Tiny, man.
Yeah, shout out to T.I.
He had that property for a minute, too, so I'm glad to see them developing that.
Yeah,
it's going to be 143 units, a community center, a greenhouse, a garden. And mm-hmm. Tiny also posted, God just keeps blessing us to bless others. T.I., you the man. I love to say our big project is coming along.
Yeah, mm-hmm. We spoke about that, I think, like 4 years ago when I seen T.I. The thing with those development projects, you got to have everything correct because mm-hmm. you actually have people living there. So you got to make sure the permits are right. You have enough parking. Everything you have to make sure is flawless. So shout out to T.I. It's a lot of work.
All right, now Jada Pinkett Smith was on her Red Table Talk. Gwyneth Paltrow was the guest. And they were talking about being able to communicate during sex and maintaining a healthy sex life.
It's really hard.
I mean,
the thing that Will and I talk about a lot is the journey. I mean, we started in this at a very young age, mm-hmm. you know, 22 years old. That's why the accountability part really hit for me, because I think you expect your partner to know, especially when it comes to sex.
Right.
It's like, well, if you love me, you should know.
Right. Right.
You know what I mean? Yeah. If you love me,
you should be able to read my mind.
You should read my mind.
Yeah.
You
know
what I mean?
That's a huge pitfall.
Yeah,
it is.
Boy, the blogs ran with that clickbait headline yesterday, didn't they?
Well, there's a lot of different headlines, and Jada went on Twitter and said, only because I got time today, stop making up headlines. Watch the Red Table Talk I did with Gwyneth Paltrow for yourselves. Will and I have never had an issue in the bedroom. Thank you.
Yeah, I listened to that yesterday. I didn't hear what that headline said. I comprehended it like she was saying, just because you've been with a person so long, don't expect them to be a mind reader. She said having expectations that your partner is a mind reader is a pitfall in a relationship. Don't expect people to read your mind, which is a fact.
Well, here's what else she had to say.
Isn't it weird, though? It's like someone doesn't read your mind and we feel crushed.
Crushed!
Where do we get that from?
I don't know,
because I don't feel like that at all. I guess, or maybe I've just grown out of it.
Because I've grown out of it, too.
Yeah.
Tell me what you need. Tell me what you want. And on top of it, I know that I have to be accountable to do the same.
And do you?
I really try.
Yeah, yeah.
It's uncomfortable, but it's deeply healthy. Right. And I think around sex, because it's something that we don't talk about a lot, and there's so much fantasy around it.
Right.
So where did you get that headline with her and Will?
What?
Out of that conversation.
I don't know.
That they had difficulty in the bedroom or something? Let me see. What was the actual headline? The headline was, Jada Pinkett Smith speaks on difficulties of maintaining healthy sex life with Will Smith.
Where did you get that from? Off that conversation.
I don't know.
I got, Jesus Christ. Norman Pinkett Smith, Winfrey knows Carter, and I may be biased, but damn.
All right, NBA Youngboy is going to be staying on 24-hour lockdown, and he cannot have overnight guests at his house in Utah while he's out on bond. So he can't have more than three visitors in his home at a time. All visitors must be approved by a judge, and he'll be subject to electronic location monitoring. He posted a $500,000 bond. And he cannot break any laws, obviously, while out on bond. He has to cooperate in the collection of a DNA sample, appear in court as required, surrender if convicted to serve any sentence that the court may impose, no firearms or weapons, avoid all contact with any victims or witnesses in the investigation. He can't get a passport or other international travel document. A lot of different things. And he also has to maintain or actively seek employment. So I mean, we don't know when his trial will be, but we'll let you guys know.
If y'all want NBA Youngboy to be a play in Squid Game, just say that. Mm. Lord have mercy. That sounds like a high degree of difficulty.
And sending some love to Benny the Butcher. I saw that they had posted a picture of him in the hospital. He was supposed to be performing at St. Andrews in Detroit, but they did have to postpone that. And they posted the picture of him. So you know he really was in the hospital, but it was for an asthma-related issue. So he does have asthma, and that's why he's been taking all these extra precautions with COVID and everything. But, yeah, so hopefully he's feeling better.
Salute to the Butcher, man. Sending you healing energy, King.
All right, that is your rumor report.
All right, thank you, Missy. Now we got front page news coming up.
Yes, and a man in a lawsuit, he said he was fired from a hospital system because he is a white man. He just got a $10 million verdict.
All right, and also Ava DuVernay will be joining us next hour. So don't move. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club. Your mornings will never be the same.
Novartis created the More Than Just Words initiative to raise awareness about racial disparities in breast cancer care. To learn more about what More Than Just Words hopes to accomplish and hear a talk with Grammy-nominated R&B artist Jasmine Sullivan, visit morethanjustwords.us.
Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. Let's get in some front page news. World Series Game 2. The Astros tied it up. They beat the Braves last night 7-2. Now, what else we got, Yeezy?
Well, the median U.S. home price has just passed $400,000 for the first time ever, according to data. So right now, the median home price has hit $404,700, jumping nearly 20%. Since the third quarter of 2020, when it was 358,000. So they said the market has been crazy lately. Lack of inventory, high demand. Yeah. That's why there is a rise in home prices.
It is crazy out there. I mean, the house market is crazy. The interest rates are still low, though. They're the lowest that we've ever seen. So they're giving loans like crazy, but just make sure you can afford it. A lot of these houses are going for overpriced, which is surprising to me, boy, because these houses, and they just keep going up.
Yeah, and also the price of everything has been going up, right?
True.
With this shortage of so if you're trying to do some construction, it's a tough time.
Supplies are expensive. I mean, nuts, bolts, lumber.
Trust me, I had to do my coffee shop. Everything was about 30% more expensive.
Absolutely.
Than
furniture. If you want to buy furniture, that's up. If you're trying to buy a car, everything is about clothes. Anything is going up in price.
All right. Now, a jury has awarded $10 million to a former executive. He said he was fired because he is a white man. And this is in North Carolina. David Duvall of Michigan, he sued Novant Health. He said he was fired as senior vice president of marketing and communications the previous year without cause as part of an intentional campaign to promote diversity in its management ranks, and that he was fired due to his sex and gender. Now, Novant Health says they are denying those allegations. They said that he was fired for a deficient performance and the delegation of critical duties to his subordinates. They said, we are extremely disappointed in the verdict, as we believe it is not supported by the evidence presented at trial. And so they will pursue all legal options, including an appeal. He said he was fired shortly before his fifth anniversary at the company and was replaced by a black woman and a white woman.
Yeah, how do you even prove that, though? I mean, because... truth be told, that might be the case, but how do you even prove that's the case? Like, how do you prove you got fired because, you know, you were white in the male and the company wanted to diversify?
Right, because if he really was doing a bad job, there's got to be some type of internal emails showing that he was deficient. But the verdict did say in the jury that race and sex was a motivating factor in the termination, so that's why they gave him that 10
million. I'm sure it was over the past year. A lot of these companies wanted to diversify, as they should have, you know? But I'm just saying, how do you prove that?
Mm-hmm. I don't know. But I think that's why it's really important to try to get as much as possible on email. Right? That's why whenever
no company's ever putting that in an email.
No, not that. I'm saying if you're black. No, guys, listen to what I'm saying. If you have an employee that's not doing a good job, you have to send emails, you know, throughout, so that later on, if they try to come back and sue you for something, you can say, well, here's the emails where I emailed you and told you this. Here's what as proof. And then if you're an employee and you have issues with your employer, it is important that you email your employer so that later on, in case something happens, you have that.
Trust me. That's what I mean. Like, those I's were dotted and those T's were crossed on behalf of the corporation, because they knew that they had to get dude out of there for whatever reason. Mm-hmm. And they knew that was going to be the reasoning that it was going to be poor performance. Right. I'm sure that they got it buttoned up, but I just want to know how he could think he could prove that they got rid of him because he's white.
Well, somehow he did, and somehow
that's
got $10 million.
Yeah.
All right. Now, this was very interesting to watch. Charlie Kirk, he's the founder of the conservative student group Turning Point USA, and he was having his own taking questions. This was in Idaho, in Nampa, Idaho, and one of his, supporters wanted to ask about this.
We're living under a corporate and medical fascism. This is tyranny. When do we get to use the guns? No, and I'm not, that's not a joke. I'm not saying it like that. I mean, literally, where's the line? How many elections are they going to steal before we kill these people?
So, no, I'm going to denounce that. I'm going to tell you why. Because you're playing into all their plans. What I'm saying is that we have a very fragile balance right now at our current time where we must exhaust every single peaceful mean possible.
Even Charlie Kirk thought that was too far to use the guns and kill people.
But that's what happens when you don't throw the book at the people who attempted a coup of this country on January 6th. Because when they think that they can get away with something like that, the next one is going to be even worse. That's why you have to prosecute everybody involved to the fullest extent of the law.
He said,
look at the thinking.
The
and then look, what was interesting was that he said it was wrong because you're playing into what they expect you to play into. Not because it's wrong, because you don't do that. You know what I'm saying? So
that's wow.
No, it's not. Anybody that's been paying attention, y'all should see that's where it's going. And guess what? The other side ain't built for that at all. The other side ain't even thinking about it. That's why you have to toughen up, Democrats, okay, Biden administration, Supreme Court, all of these people, and you have to throw the book at the people who attempted a coup of this country on January 6th. You have to prosecute them. Everybody, the politicians that were involved, the people that were involved, everyone, you got to make a real example out of them. You know, people get killed for attempted coups in other country. Straight up execution.
Well, people get killed for burning flags in other countries, sir.
Like, come on. You have to real, I'm telling you, if you don't prosecute them to the fullest extent of the law, the next one is going to be even worse.
All right, well, that is your rumor report. I'm Front Page News. Sorry.
Goodness gracious.
All right.
All right. Now, when we come back, Ava DuVernay will be joining us. We're going to kick it with Ava DuVernay. She has a new series on Netflix called Colin Black and White. We'll talk to about it all when we come back, so don't move. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club.
DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. We got a special guest in the building.
Absolutely.
Ava DuVernay, welcome back.
Thank you. Always happy to be here.
And she came in immediately and started directing, telling us where we need to have cameras, telling Nick what side he needs to be on.
That's right.
I'm sorry. I'm just trying to help.
I love it. Is that something you do everywhere you go? Like you just...
It's unfortunate. It's my job. Yeah. I was at a concert, Adele concert. Adele has the special that's going to be on TV soon. And I was at the concert and all I was doing sitting there was like, these cameras are in the wrong position. I thought, what the hell is wrong with me? Yeah. So.
I mean, it's a gift though, but does it ever like get in the way? Can you ever just enjoy?
Yeah, oh, absolutely. Okay. After I determined where the camera should be, then I was able to relax.
And then when you watch a movie, I'm sure you're like, I would have shot this differently.
You know, I don't do it with movies.
Okay.
Yeah,
you can enjoy it.
I can enjoy the movies. Yeah, because I love them. I love movies so much.
Well, I told you before, you look as regal as ever.
Oh, that's kind.
How are you feeling?
I'm feeling good. Mm-hmm. I feel like I'm moving into a new territory mentally.
Oh, I love to hear that. Mm-hmm. Tell us more.
I've just been busy, and I'm starting to be able to like clear things off my plate and embrace doing less.
Was it the pandemic? Was it God making us all be still? That kind of
no. During the pandemic, I think I reacted by making myself very busy.
But how did you work during the pandemic? Because they shut everything down. I know definitely in LA.
I wasn't shooting, but I was writing and pitching and selling, and so I sold 8 shows. Then I had to make those shows this year.
So you were working.
I was really, really working.
So and when wow, so
I filled up the time where I could have just been silent and still, but I didn't.
So you did your first unscripted show.
I did.
Home Sweet Home.
I did. That was so hard.
It was kind of like, because the description of it when I first was sung, I was like, this is interesting, because I used to love Wife Swap.
Yeah.
But this was a little...
It's like a positive Wife Swap.
Yeah.
It was a positive. The whole family went, and it wasn't based on conflict. It's more about curiosity. Mm-hmm. Like, there's no bratty teenager who's throwing shoes and like, I don't want to go. Everybody wants to go, right? And so they want to go exchange and explore. And so that was the idea. I like it. It's a really, really sweet show.
And then the DC Comics.
DC Comics. I have 2 of them I'm working on right now.
So now Charlamagne's going to start watching DC.
I will watch.
Are you a Marvel?
No, I'm a Marvel person.
Are you really?
Very, very hardcore Marvel.
When did this happen and how did
Forever,
I know this?
Forever, for life. I got this nasty Wolverine tattoo on my arm.
He said full life and showed a tattoo.
I've had this for years. This is Wolverine. This is a Marvel character. I had this since I was like 17. Like I'm a huge,
is that
huge
right?
Marvel person.
Wow,
and you know what's so interesting? I always loved Wolverine and I realized when I was young, I gravitated towards Wolverine because of his healing powers.
Okay.
But now it's like, that's what I'm about. Just getting to that place of healing.
Oh, there you go.
Yeah. But I will watch a DC anything if you make it.
I like the graphic novels that don't have superheroes. Mm. So we're doing DMZ, which is all about New York City that's been destroyed by a civil war.
Oh, that sounds interesting.
So, and people have been evacuated from New York City. Mm-hmm. And there's some people who said, I'm not going, like anti-vaxxers. Right? They're like, I'm not doing it. I don't care what you say. I'm staying right here. And it's about them and how they build a society with what's left. Would you go if there was an evacuation?
It depends on where we had to go.
You just say yes with no stop.
But where?
You say depends on where to go.
Yeah, where are we going?
Jersey.
Yeah. Oh, I love it. I mean, that's Jersey. Easy. So I'm good already.
You have to go outside. It's just the island of Manhattan has been evacuated.
That's interesting. I mean,
I can stay in Brooklyn though.
Yeah, you can stay in Brooklyn.
Okay, oh yeah, I'm good.
Yeah, I'm good. I just think of Will Smith's movie when everybody had to leave in Manhattan.
Yes.
I don't want to be here by myself, so yeah, I'm out.
I'm thinking of the Bible story. I'm thinking of Sodom and Gomorrah when God told Lot and his family, evacuate, essentially. And they had to bounce.
Right.
Yeah. So it depends who told me.
It depends on who told you. Yeah. Okay. All right. Yeah. Interesting answers. All right.
Cool. You guys are like, we go to the Caribbean. I'm like, all right, I'm out.
Right.
What would Ava do?
Well, on the outside of the United, on the outside of New York, there's a war going on. So you have to pick sides where you go, right, in this place. Mm-hmm. So it's like, are you going to go on the MAGA side or are you going to go on the Bernie Sanders side? I don't know. I'm just saying.
I'm definitely going on the Bernie side.
And so you going to MAGA side?
No, Bernie side.
Oh, okay, Bernie I was like, but what if MAGA side was nicer?
I don't see how that's possible.
I'm just asking questions. I already
have a space in my home in case something happens.
Really?
Yeah, like a purge where I can hide.
A perch?
Yeah, in case purge, like the purge.
A purge,
happens.
Oh, like the purge.
Yeah, I have where you won't find me.
Do you have, like, food in there?
I could if it was necessary.
Okay. No, I do, too. I got canned foods. I got water. Everything. Flashlights, battery, a weapon, all that. Just in case.
Okay. What if the Trump side has better resources?
That's what I'm saying.
So would you put on a red hat just to
That's
go undercover?
Those are the questions that the thing asks. You know, if they had more resources, if they had more weapons, if you could pass, if you could find a safer space, like,
ooh.
It's interesting. Mm. So that's a little bit about what's up.
In a way, we're kind of doing that now, right? Because if you're in a certain class, you might be living in an area where you're not necessarily welcome.
That's right.
It might be a better area.
That's true.
You know?
All right, we have more with Ava DuVernay. When we come back, don't move. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning. Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. We're still kicking it with Ava DuVernay. Now, let's talk about your new series on Netflix, Colin in Black and White.
It's a limited series on Netflix. It starts on Friday.
Mm-hmm.
And I collaborated with him on it for 3 years. We met at the Time 100 event here in New York, I don't know, maybe 4 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
And we did that Hollywood thing. Oh, let's keep in touch. And he actually called and said, I'm thinking about doing something with my life. I'm like, yes, we're going to do the kneel. I'm going to have a crane. It's going to drop down on your knee. It's going to wrap around the knee. I'm going to do the best shots on this kneel. I'm going to make an incredible film. It's going to lead up. It's going to have Trump. And he's like, yeah, no, I was thinking high school. I really wasn't sure how to do it. And until he started telling me these stories, which were really interesting. They were small little stories about the little things that happened to him while he was this adopted biracial kid in his white household, of the little things, that the microaggressions.
Mm-hmm.
And I had never really seen a show about microaggressions, the little things that people say to us that change our mind, our heart, our direction, make us doubt ourselves or just hurt, but we don't talk about because we're told, oh, that's not that bad. So it's about those, but then also using those to springboard us into larger conversations about race, class, respectability, privilege. So I use, like, I have Jaden Michaels, this brilliant kid who's the actor, who plays Colin Young. And then I've got, you know, it breaks out into documentary, into graphics, animation, these little plays, these little vignettes. It's all kinds. It's like a collage of styles.
Because
people have gone into it and like, is this a doc? Is this a, what is it going to be? Not quite sure what the tone of it is, but it's a lot of tones put into one. It's different.
What did you learn about Colin through his younger years? Like, you know, we all can tie things back to our childhood. A lot of the ways we act now as adults are because of things that happened to us in our childhood. So what did you learn about him now?
That stick-to-itness that's happening right now on his stance, and like, this is my stand and I will not move. You could see in the early life how through this where that starts.
Interesting.
Like, I am pretty solid in myself if I have an idea, but I can be moved.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, if you really sat down and had a real conversation with me, like, I'd be like, okay, you're right. Or this might be a little more comfortable, or this might help someone, or this. He is like, this is my thing, and I'm not veering from it in any respect. And so it's.
So you see where that whole aspect comes from.
You see where that came from, because that's a very particular trait.
I wonder if that comes from being the black adopted child in this white family and knowing that they're just dead wrong about some things sometimes.
I don't know. It might. I think there's some answers to it in the series. And I think also I hope the series has people ask themselves, what are the things that you've learned or that happened to you, the little things? It's part of, like, what therapy is. But even if people don't kind of excavate this in therapy, just to think about the little things that people have said to you that have changed the way you behave and act.
Mm-hmm.
Like for me, when I was 9 years old, this boy said, your elbows are darker than the rest of your body. And I was like, yeah, okay, I guess that's a bad thing, the way that he said it.
Mm-hmm.
And so you will rarely see me in a picture where I show my elbows.
Really?
Yeah, even to this day. And I'm aware, like I know where that came from, but still I'm like, oh, discover.
Wow.
You know, and so when you think about all the little things that have been said to you that have changed the way you think about yourself or the way that you move through the world, that's what I was interested in this piece.
Every single thing is connected to childhood trauma. I think so. All your insecurities that you have now, your lack of worthiness, whatever it is, I promise you it probably stems to something that was said to you in your childhood by somebody.
Really?
Yes, at least for me.
But everybody doesn't have a traumatic childhood.
That's true.
But I guess there's small traumas, little microaggressions, the little things.
That wasn't necessarily trauma for you,
but
it made you have an insecurity.
I guess it's unkindness or just like the little things that hit you hit your spirit in a negative way.
This is interesting because with Colin Kaepernick, I feel like so many other people are telling his story and trying to dissect what it is that he's doing, how he grew up, why he feels this way. So you get to hear it from his point of view finally.
Yeah, it is. I mean, he doesn't really do the interview. He doesn't do interviews. He doesn't speak. So this is a way that he was expressing himself. And I felt I was very pleased that he chose me.
Because it has to be hard to hear people talking all this shit about you all the time and you not really responding.
I was at dinner with him the day that Trump was unleashing these crazy tweets. It happened maybe 2 or 3 hours before the dinner. So I'm thinking he's going to cancel the dinner because I'm putting together a war room, something. Figuring out his tweets back. I don't know. That's what I'd be doing. I would be active. He was at the dinner. I mean, we were just in a hole in the wall eating vegan food. He was chilling. I was like, you're not riled up? He's like, not really. But he's like a roll off the back kind. I mean, he's into it and focused on it, but it's not ruling his life.
How was he as a narrator explaining his story to you? Was he open? Like, do you have to pry it out of him? Because he seems like a very quiet.
He is. He's interesting. Mm-hmm. Unlike anyone I've actually met. Because but once he starts talking, he'll talk. Mm-hmm. So when we were developing it, yeah, he was very comfortable, and we were trying to find stories. So it was just like I was asking him a ton of questions. But no, he's talkative.
Yeah, now you said one of the most interesting people. Why?
I think he's fascinating to me because he's a puzzle to me still, and I've known him for I guess 4 or 5 years now. Mm-hmm. I just have never met anybody like him. I've never met anybody who just won't move off of an idea.
Really?
You know what? That's not true. There was some collaboration where there's a couple times, you know, because we're making this together. Mm-hmm. So sometimes he wins, sometimes I'd win. And I said, he's the tiebreaker because this is about him. Mm-hmm. So even if I disagree with it, I'm going to do it because this is his story. Mm-hmm. And that's what I said to the Exonerated Five. You know, that's what I said to, members of the King family with Selma. I was like, the bottom line is, If someone was doing something on your life, you'd want them to interpret it and do their thing. But at the end, you'd want to be able to say, this ain't right. I don't like it.
Now, when you said you cleared your plate, so does that mean that, because I know there's like probably a whole backlog of things that are coming your way, is it disappointing when there's things that you really want to do, but you just can't because you don't have time?
God, that's so interesting you say that, sis. Yes. There's a thing I want to do, and I've got all these other projects that I love, but I can't do that until I clear those projects. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? And so that's why I'm trying to, and not clear in a way of let me get these out of the way, but I want to do right by those projects so I can get to this other project.
Is it a dream project?
It's just my next film.
Okay.
You know, because I'm working a lot on TV. But, you know, I believe in 5 years, film and TV will be the same thing.
What you mean?
I mean, it's already, we're going in a place where it's going to be, it's not going to be films in the theater and TV.
Mm-hmm. Do you think that's going to hurt the film industry? Because now you don't have to have...
It is, and it's. I'm not saying it's my preference. I'm saying it's happening. Right. And there's people in my industry that don't want to face the fact that that's what's happening. So they want to fight against it, but they're just wasting time.
Kind of like streaming music, you have to figure out how to adapt. And
just adapt instead of trying to fight it because it's going to happen.
I hate adapt or die. I can't stand it. And by the way, it's like that in every industry. You got this old, no, but I mean, I don't mean die like literally, but you're going to die figuratively because you got these old guards who don't understand new technology.
It's unfortunate.
It's very sad.
The time we spend having conversations about what is a film and how do we say, we could be thinking about ways to, you know, move it forward and progress it forward in a way that is helpful for everyone.
But as a filmmaker, don't you want to see it a certain way?
Absolutely.
Because in a crib, you might not have the clarity of a television. You don't have the sounds, you know.
I love
all
that.
In a movie theater, things come from all different angles that you're not going to have in the house that I'm sure is, you're a perfectionist when it comes to.
It's the dream for the filmmaker to be in the pristine cinema, but it also is true that that's really steeped in privilege, you know. There's no movie theater in Compton where I grew up. Like, there's certain cinema deserts in our country that don't even have a movie theater, right? If you're really about having your film seen, then you need to focus on where can it be widely seen as opposed to is the sound exactly right? Of course we want that. Mm-hmm. I was at a screening of this show last night, and I'm checking sound and checking picture, but I also just want people to see it. I'm very satisfied if you watch it on your phone in the train station on the way to the thing. Is that my preferred? Hell no. But do I want you to see it? I want you to see it more than I care about the way that you see it.
That's so interesting.
And I think that's the question with a lot of filmmakers.
Because you've given us so much great art on so many different platforms. You know, streaming, you know, when they see us, 13th, you know, Queen Sugar is on linear. It's just like you've given us so much great programming in different places.
Yeah, and you have to be able to watch in different places. I mean, it's painful to see someone watching something on the phone.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
It's like, do you know how hard we worked? Mm-hmm. You don't even understand. I mean, I'm on a mix stage. We mix the sound. We take weeks to mix the sound so you can hear it in the speaker. We take weeks to tweak the color people watching on janky TVs, like just on their laptop. You know, it's mm-hmm. like, oh God, why did we even go through this trouble?
So have you ever thought to yourself, you like it, but you would love it if you saw it the way it was supposed to be?
I tell people all the time, if you could see it in the way it was meant to be seen, you'd mm-hmm. have a different experience.
Well, don't move. We got more with Ava DuVernay. When we come back, it's The Breakfast Club. Good morning. Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. We're still kicking it with Ava DuVernay. Yee.
How important is your team to you? Because I feel like with all these projects that you have to have the right team. How did you manage to put that together?
Yeah, that's hard to find the right group of people. It just takes time. And then also it requires discernment that I haven't always had, being able to discern what kind of people you want around you. It's not just the resume. It's not just what they've done. It's kind of their spirit and who they are. You know, during COVID, we tripled in size at my company, Array. And we hired people to work during that time in certain positions, but I never met them because we weren't meeting people. Mm-hmm. So I was meeting them through the computer. And they were cool on the computer. And these are all great people, still good people to this day, but there's some chemistry that happens with people when you meet them in person.
You got to have the energy.
It's an energetic thing, right? And so I think teams are about energy. And the one thing I hate about teams, because I work with a lot of actors, in LA, there's this thing where people blame their team on bad behavior. Like they've done something. Like they don't want to do the thing.
Mm.
And they'd be like, oh, my team said I didn't want to do it, but I would have done it.
I was fine.
Mm-hmm. Like, I was fine.
Excuse. I didn't even know.
My team didn't tell you. Your team didn't tell you? What did your team do? Did your team work for you or not work for you? They just pushed you around.
The worst is when the team denies it and then the person texts you later like, yo, I just want you to know it wasn't me. It was my team. Like, huh?
Right.
Aren't you the head? Aren't you run things?
This is such a whack excuse, but it runs rampant in our industry. And I just want to say right
That's
now,
yep.
We all know
it's you.
Like, just stop. We know it's you.
You know what I would love to talk about? Because I don't think you get enough credit for this. The database that you created through Array.
Array Crew.
To help people find black people for certain positions in Hollywood.
Black and brown women and even older people who get phased out of our industry because they might, I mean, when I say older, it's like 60. You can still mm-hmm. work mm-hmm. in our industry. That's considered old. So, yeah, no, it's a database. It's a super simple idea. But people would always say, oh, we can't find a black grip or we can't find a black or brown camera operator. I was like, I know a ton of them. I'm going to put them all in one database because I hire them all the time.
Right.
But people say they can't find them. So we have thousands of people in this database. Every single studio now is subscribed to it and they use it. People are getting hired off that thing every day. I mean, we need more people in the database. So if you're out there and you do something that you've ever had, all you need is one credit to get in, right? So if you've done something on a set or if you've worked on a set, go to Array Crew and sign up, get a job.
Where do you see Colin after this show?
I mean, he has a lot of things planned. I don't know what he's doing. He's got his book publishing thing, mm-hmm. he's got a documentary, he's got the deal with ESPN. I mean, I think that I hope that he moves more and more into that space, that storytelling space.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Because, I mean, whether it's producing or whether it's... When I was directing him, because he actually is he's a narrator of this, so he's on camera. He was actually really good at taking direction and said that he might be interested in doing some more. And I was like acting? He said, yeah. I could see him like a Black John Wick type.
Okay.
Like a strong, silent, I come with the gun and I do the thing. But it's for justice, of course.
Yeah.
Right? It's for justice, but... You know, or doing some kind of action thing along those lines. I don't know, but the world is his oyster. It's up to him. He's still working out. He's still trying to be prepared.
In the league, yeah.
That's not my wish for him. I don't want him to go back into an unhealthy, racist environment.
Same.
People, I don't want that for him, but you have to support your friends, and that's what he wants to, you know, he still has that in his heart.
That's
what about
knows.
Like the Super Bowl?
He loved it. He loved that sport. Imagine the thing
he'd
be
loving. Since like probably 5 years.
Yeah, that's his life.
Fight, all he knows.
Fighting for it. When you see this series, you see how much he fought. He was a three-sport athlete. Football, baseball, and basketball. His best sport was baseball. He was being recruited into the major leagues out of high school.
Mm.
No one said play football.
He had a love for football.
He had no prospects. In the last two episodes of this thing, you see, I didn't even know this about him, how hard he worked to just get that football scholarship. It was the only one he got.
Wow.
One football offer. That's how he...
And that's the reason why he wants to play so much, because he's been doing it
since
5. He's
been doing it and
fight.
He had to fight for it. So
yeah.
Imagine the one thing you love, whatever it is you love, and they said, you can't do it anymore.
I was going to ask, as a director, right? We've seen what happened with Alec Baldwin. Are there checks and balances to make sure things like that don't happen in movies, whether
yeah.
it's accidents, shootings, or anything with stuntmen? Is there checks and balances?
Absolutely. That's why that was so startling. I mean, it's hard to even talk about. I haven't talked about it publicly, but for people who are on sets, and I'm on set, you know, maybe 70% of my year is on a set. and you're around that crew and everybody's working every day, you get to know the crew and love the crew and you're all working towards a goal, everyone is having each other's back and protecting each other. The last time we had a real gun on a set was Selma. That was a set I didn't control because at that time I had no power to produce. I wasn't a producer on it. And it was safe, three armorers and everything was done according to code. But the reason why I don't have guns on my set is because during Selma, the proper protocol was done. The director has to check the gun, right? Ooh. And so the armorer has it, first AD has it, first assistant director, everybody looks at it and they bring it over to me to look at. And I remember looking at it and I was like, I don't even know what I'm looking
at. That's what I'm saying. What if you don't know nothing about guns?
I said, I don't. And in that moment, I said, I don't know what I'm looking at. I can't keep this crew safe. I don't know what I'm looking at. I had to depend on other people to tell me, Ava, it's safe. And I don't depend on stuff like that. I said, never again. Either I'm going to learn about guns, which I'm not, or we're not going to have guns. So now anything that I've done, when they see anything that I've done, they're guns that they're fake guns that look like real. It does not have a real chamber or any mechanism in it. You can have a gun that actually looks like a gun on the outside and has no mechanism on the inside. Not even for a blank. There's no reason to do it. So that's why that is so maddening and heartbreaking. I could cry right now that this woman literally shot in the stomach in a rehearsal.
Damn.
In a rehearsal for people who fail to do the job that keeps each other safe. And I really, I'm not even, you know, sugarcoating the fact. People were wrong, unprofessional. That should have never happened. Multiple people on that set. I mean, that was just flagrant, ignorant behavior. So, it's astounding. It angers you. And I think it's going to change our industry because the crews are now going to be like, we don't want it.
Right.
And director's going to say, we don't want it.
Right.
And, it has to be that way. It has to change.
You got me wondering, based off what you said, did she have to check the gun that ultimately killed her?
She knows. She's a director of photography.
Oh,
the director.
Okay, got you.
Me, the me of the set.
Got you.
Should check the gun.
Got you.
Wow.
And, but that director was shot. So I don't know what was happening. All I know is unfathomable. I mean, it's just heartbreak. But yes, I'm just saying people should know. There hasn't been a shooting death on a set since Brandon Lee. That's two decades ago. Mm-hmm. Do you know how much film and TV is made around the world? That's how safe we are. Like, one of the safest places to be in the world is a film set, whether it's for COVID, whether it's for anything going on. Because a film set, let me just say this, is like a small town.
Mm-hmm.
A film set, there's a mayor, that would be me. There's a hospital, that would be the medic. There's a gardener, that would be the greensman. There's a restaurant, that's crafty. Like, there is someone that does, and there's a mechanic.
Right.
There's literally you carry the little community with you wherever you shoot, and everyone's looking out for each other, and it is very safe. So when people hear that happened, that is not us. That's not our industry. That's not the way we move.
Well, thank you for joining us today. We really
Queen
appreciate
Ava
it.
DuVernay.
I'm
That's
really
right.
looking
Always
forward.
A pleasure.
Thank you for coming in. I appreciate it.
Black and white.
Yay, Colin, black and white.
All right. Well, it's Ava DuVernay. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
We're welcoming a new show to iHeart and the DraftKings YouTube channel. It's called Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano. It's an insider's look at the NBA and the coaches surrounding the league. Every week, the five-time All-Star and the number one pick in the 2010 NBA Draft, John Wall, will give us his unique perspective on the hottest topics in the league and tell the best behind-the-scenes stories from his time in the NBA. CJ will be bringing his A-list comedian buddies to keep it light and fire off some hoop takes. Plus, John will be inviting current and former NBA players, friends, and teammates to join the show as well to give their unfiltered accounts of what really goes on in the league from a player's perspective. So check out Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano on the iHeartRadio app, the DraftKings YouTube channel, or wherever you listen to podcasts.
State Farm Insurance gets it. Representation alone doesn't equate to authenticity. State Farm understands and wants to help protect our communities by investing in our future, building off the hard work our parents have done before us. We all are looking to create generational wealth so that our families and generations behind us have a better starting point than we did. That begins with financial literacy. State Farm helps fund programs like Project Ready, a National Urban League program committed to the educational achievement of Black and Brown youth. To date, participants have been awarded over $11 million in scholarships offers as a direct result of contributions from State Farm. At Eating While Broke, we hear inspiring rags-to-riches stories on each episode from our guests, but with State Farm, you can begin to write your own success story. State Farm believes that being better neighbors creates better communities and have a long-lasting impact. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
You know a spot.
but not just a spot, the spot. Actually, with the 2023 Nissan Frontier, you know a bunch of them. But the key to these great spots? Being able to reach them in the first place. Your spot is out there. Find your frontier in the 2023 Nissan Frontier with standard 310 horsepower, advanced tech, and 281 pound-feet of torque.
Listen up.
It's just in.
All the gossip.
Gossip.
The Rumor Report.
Gossip.
With Angela Yee.
It's The Rumor Report.
The Breakfast Club.
All right, so I'm going to update you guys on Love & Hip Hop Miami because I'm sure neither one of y'all been watching it, right?
Not at all.
All right. Well, Ace Hood's wife, Shayla Marie, is defending her decision to keep her retreat. She has an unruly retreat. She's keeping it for black women only. Now, she sat down at Neri, who is Nori's wife, with Neri at her juice bar, and they had a whole discussion about it. Princess Love was there as well, and here's how it sounded.
When I asked you about the retreat, you were like, oh, I don't want you to get offended, but it's only for, you know, black women. I guess just the way you said it, it kind of like threw me off guard.
Thank you for bringing it to me in the way that you did, that you even felt some type of way, because you and I did just meet, and I also have empathy for the way that you feel. So I was just protecting my brand, and I could see where it kind of came off wrong to you. If you are pro-black, sometimes people assume that it means you're anti something else.
Yeah.
And it's not true. I love women, period.
All right, so a lot of people were talking about this on social media. Now, Shayla Marie, of course, this is her event, so she's able to have it however she wants. It's a retreat for black women who have shared experiences. And, you know, Neri was all right to feel how she felt, too. She felt a little uncomfortable with not being invited and whatever. So that ended up having this big debate on social media about it.
Yeah, you shouldn't. I don't know if you should be offended about not being invited to, you know, something that's not for you. If it's a black women only retreat, then it's a black women only retreat. What's the problem with that?
Then I saw people on social media saying, well, Princess Love was invited and she's half black and Filipino, but she's black. Like, she's half black and half Filipino. And people were saying, well, why did you invite Princess Love? It just got really crazy. But I do like that they handled it in a very respectful manner, how they addressed and spoke to each other, and they each had their point of view, and it feels like they're going to move forward. But it was an interesting conversation. Mm-hmm. All right, now French Montana has responded to somebody on Twitter, and they were using Squid Game to set up a joke about French Montana. It says, for the next game, you need to name 5 French Montana songs without features. And French Montana actually responded and named some. Can y'all do that?
Yes.
What, name 5
French Montana songs? I mean, I'm from New York, so of course I can, but... Yeah, I mean, French has put up records. He's
what
put
are they? Name them. The 5 by itself.
You got Everything's a Go. You got...
Ain't worry about nothing.
And then I know a bunch because I'm a, you know, I listen to French
I can't
music.
Tell you name 2.
I could name a bunch of others.
I'm waiting for 5. You said you could.
Come on, guys. Don't panic.
Now you're looking at your laptop.
Don't panic.
Now y'all both looking at your laptop. And I'm not even trying to insult French, but I don't even... To be honest with you, I don't even know why this matters.
Yeah, but he got a bunch of songs by himself. But his major hits have artists on them. Pop That has artists on them. No
Pop That, I love Pop That.
Has that something on it. Unforgettable has Sway Lee on it. His great biggest records have features on it, but he makes records without them.
All right, now French Montana then responded. They got amnesia like I didn't give them Chings, Drugs, Lil Durk, and Harry Fraud. They got amnesia like me and Max B didn't give them the biggest wave, literally. And here is some French Montana right now. I really don't care.
I don't really care. Top three snipes. I took time off, now they got amnesia.
All right, that was exclusive French Montana.
Man. Here's the thing, though.
Shout out to French.
French man. Always makes good music. Who cares if his features on it or not? Mm-hmm. Like, why is that an issue?
That's what
I don't
say.
Mind songs with features.
Like, I don't see the problem.
I think that record comes out tomorrow. So I seen French yesterday putting all this stuff on Twitter. So I called him. I'm like, what's wrong with you, man? You're about to drop a missile. I said, you're about to drop a missile? And he says, yeah.
You would call a top 3 sniper and tell him he's about to drop a missile and not even pause yourself?
No, I ain't got to pause myself.
Jesus Christ.
I don't pause myself with you every
morning. But also, what does the lady's French snipe got to do with his music? Like, top 3 snipes, sure, but folks are talking about music right now.
He just put out a single. I don't think he's addressing people. He's putting out a single.
He don't really care.
Oh, I thought he was saying as an example of why people have gotten amnesia.
Now, you have this song.
That's what it sounds like to me.
I'm going
to
play it today.
Oh, okay. Is there features on it?
On this record? No.
Okay.
I just know if you make good music, who cares if there's features
on
it?
No, he's not.
I'm sitting there trying to think of records that don't have features, like from all types of artists.
That's on air now, you mean?
Yeah. Why does that features?
We like collabs.
Lil Baby is probably the only one that doesn't really have too many features.
J. Cole.
Lil Baby, or whether it's On Me or My Dog or...
Okay.
NBA Youngboy, he does a lot of songs with no features.
Oh, okay.
Now, since we talked about Squid Game, the creator of Squid Game says that he is not rich at all. He said, it's not like Netflix is paying me a bonus. He just had to stick to whatever the contract was. So he said that's how he got paid, according to the original contract. He also said working on that show was so stressful that he lost 6 teeth. He said it was physically, mentally, and emotionally
draining. How he lose 6 teeth?
Draining. Did you just lose yours?
No. I'm eating this ice like I'm pregnant. That's the bad thing. I don't know. But how did he lose 6 teeth?
He said, I kept having new ideas and revising the episodes as we were filming, so the amount of work multiplied. He was just stressed out. He said it was just physically.
I ain't never been that stressed out.
Never been that stressed out.
That's draining. All
losing teeth. Now, as far as the second season of Squid Game, could he negotiate more money? He said, of course, there's talk. That's inevitable because it's such a success. I'm considering it. He said, I have a very high-level picture in my mind, but I'm not going to work on it straight away. There's a film I really want to make. I'm thinking about which to do first, and he's going to talk to Netflix about that.
He should do Squid Game.
I wonder if they can do a sequel to Squid Game.
Absolutely.
Yeah, I'm sure that's the plan.
But not with the same characters, though. Like, I don't want to spoil it.
Not with the winner?
No. Why? This guy got all his money, so what you going to do now?
He already doubled back. He could be
the new... But that's my point.
He could be the new...
The new what? Old man?
Yeah.
But why would he want to be?
Why would he get off the plane and come back?
That's my point. He feel like he about to go do some vigilante superhero type of stuff, and
spoilers.
Don't nobody want to see that.
All right,
I don't
want to
see you go back there and try
report.
To take them people over.
Oh, maybe he be the new cop. He's the one that's going to try to infiltrate the system.
He better mind his business. But that's why I said Squid Game would work if it was always new characters.
Correct.
Like, imagine if they did Squid Game other places. Like, now those people who produced it there, they come to America to do it. You know what I mean? Go to the hood. Like, I'm serious. I'm not even joking. Like, you could switch it up. That's all I'm saying.
Yeah. All right, that'll work. All right, well, who are you giving your donkey to?
Oh, man, we need assistant director of the movie Russ, David Halls, to come to the front of the congregation. We'd like to have a word with him. Did you hear these new developments yesterday? Let's talk about it.
All right, we'll get to that next. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club. Your mornings will never be the same.
Everybody's talking about TikTok right now, even sports fans. Now, Charlamagne, you seen this?
Why are you talking to me about football and trying to show me TikTok, sir?
Because your team is on there. Their fans are on there. The players are on there. This is where the real talk is happening. There's like literally everything you could think of right now on TikTok. You just got to see it.
It's time for Donkey of the Day.
Donkeys of the Day, ask Charlamagne.
I'm a Democrat, so being Donkey of the Day is a little bit of a mixed one.
So like a donkey. Hee-haw.
Okay.
Donkey of the Day.
Breakfast Club, bitches.
Now, I've been called a lot in my 23 years, but Donkey of the Day is a new one.
Well, Donkey of the Day for Thursday, October 28th, goes to the assistant director of the movie, Russ David Halls. Now, if you haven't heard, because you're busy, it's understandable, but there was a tragic, senseless murder on the set of the movie Russ when actor Alec Baldwin accidentally shot dead cinematographer Helena Hutchins. Okay, rest in peace to her, sending her family healing energy, and wounded the director on the set of the Western film Russ. Now, accidents happen. Tragic accidents happen. And this was a tragic accident. But when you find out these situations probably could have been prevented, but someone, namely David Halls, was irresponsible. Oh. See, you heard Queen Ava DuVernay on The Breakfast Club last hour, and she spoke on the safety precautions and protocol that go along with checking a gun on set. Let's listen.
But the reason why I don't have guns on my set is because during Selma, the proper protocol was done. The director has to check the gun. And so the armorer has it, first AD has it, first assistant director, everybody looks at it, and they bring it over to me to look at. And I remember looking at it, and I was like, I don't even know what I'm looking
That's
at.
That's what I'm saying. What if you don't know nothing about guns?
I said, I don't. And in that moment, I said, I don't know what I'm looking at. I can't keep this crew safe. I don't know what I'm looking at. I had to depend on other people to tell me, Ava, it's safe.
Proper protocol is director has to check the gun. She said the AD has to check it. AD would be David Hall. In this case, also the director would have to check it. I don't know if the director checked it, because in this case, the director got shot. But we do know, okay, that in this case, the checking of the gun did go to David Hall. Well, David Hall dropped the ball. It's clear not all safety protocols were followed on set, and David admitted to it. Let's go to CNBC with Shepard Smith for the report, please.
Assistant director who handed Alec Baldwin that loaded gun on the movie set admitted to investigators that he didn't check the revolver carefully enough. Investigators say when they asked the armorer about live ammo on the set, she responded, "No live ammo is ever kept on set." But today, the Santa Fe County Sheriff said it appears it was a real bullet in Baldwin's revolver that killed the film's cinematographer. It struck her in the chest, according to investigators, before hitting the director who was standing behind her. The district attorney says she will prosecute if there's evidence of a crime, but she says right now it's too early to determine whether anyone will face charges.
New court documents revealed an interview with assistant director David Halls and armorer Hannah Gutierrez, who told investigators that on that day, she checked the dummies, referring to the ammunition, and ensured they were not hot rounds. She described locking up the firearms in a safe during a break, but during lunch, she stated the ammo was left on a cart on the set, not secured. Halls told investigators when Hannah showed him the firearm before continuing rehearsal, he could only remember seeing three rounds. He advised he should have checked all of them, but didn't, and couldn't recall if she spun the drum.
I mean, you know, one time's an accident, but this happened before. Guess what? David Hall was fired in 2019 when he was an assistant director on the movie Freedom's Path. A gun unexpectedly discharged, injuring a sound crew member. The production company Rocket Soul Studios told CNN that. Now, remember when Ava said she doesn't want guns on her set because she doesn't even know what she's looking at? Clearly, David Hall doesn't know what he's looking at either. Thank God the crew member wasn't killed. And at the time, David Hall was very remorseful for the events and understood the reasons he was fired. Well, clearly he didn't learn from that mistake 2 years ago. The best apology is always change behavior. But 2 years later, David, what did you change? Okay, what did you adjust? If 2 years ago your negligence caused someone to get shot and 2 years later your negligence caused someone to get shot and killed, then clearly you are not learning from the lessons life is teaching you. Okay, I want to know, why is there live ammunition, period, on these sets? Like, why? Why is there live ammunition on set at all? For what? Somebody please call me to the reasons why. You know, I don't know. But David Hall, you got blood on your hands in a real, real way. All right, the fact you said you were showed the gun before rehearsal, you could only remember seeing three rounds, and you admitted you should have checked all of them, but didn't, and you couldn't recall if you spun the drum. Ugh. This is a prime example of when someone's irresponsibility becomes your responsibility because someone is dead, another is shot, and this isn't the first time. This isn't the first time David has been this irresponsible and caused something like this to happen. I'm not here to judge. I'm not here to prosecute. I'm just here to remind you all of this quote by George Matthew Adams. Negligence is at the bottom of all decay, and decay always starts by showing little signs or warnings. There is nothing quite so easy as to neglect, and nothing quite so difficult as to repair that negligence. Negligence always carries a high price. It costs nothing to avoid it. Please let Remy Ma give David Hall the biggest hee-haw.
Hee-haw, hee-haw, you stupid motherfucker, are you dumb?
All right. Well, thank you for that donkey of the day.
Sad, sad, sad case of events.
Very sad. All right. Up next is Ask Ye. 800-585-1051. If you need relationship advice or any type of advice, call Ye now. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
What you wanna know?
Baby mama issues? Need some words of wisdom? Call up now for Ask Ye. 800-585-1051.
The Breakfast Club.
Need relationship advice? Need personal advice? Just need real advice. Call up now for Ask Ye.
Keep the bread.
Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. It's time for Ask Ye. Hello, who's this?
This is Michelle from Virginia.
Michelle, what's your question for Ye?
So, Ye, I work for my parents and my stepdad and my mother. We have group home business. And my stepdad is a lot of a penis. He's making it very difficult, doesn't respect my professionalism. We've gotten to cussing each other out to the point where I don't want to work for the business anymore.
Right.
And I'm loyal to my mother, but it's just a little too stressful. Mm-hmm. And I've been working for them for about a year full time now. And it's resulting in me not spending time with my family, not going to my parents' house, just because I don't want the interaction. He's just gone too far, and I'm just not sure what to do.
Girl, to keep your own peace, sometimes you got to step away from that family business and handle your own business, okay? You cannot be putting yourself in a situation where I understand your loyalty to your mom. I'm sure it's stressful for her, too, to have the two of y'all going at it and beefing. So you got to do what's best for you. Don't put yourself in a predicament that you don't have to be in, and you know, do something that makes you happier, because arguing with family and doing all of that with your stepfather and him not being respectful towards you, if this was a job that wasn't somebody who you were related to, would you stay?
No, I would have left a long time ago. But, exactly. You know, they're getting older, and I know within the next 10 years, somebody has to step in. And I'm an only child. And so I didn't want to leave that responsibility to God knows who. But it just really is a lot. And I'm kind of over it.
Right. I mean, if you're over it, honestly, you can't do something. You got to protect your own peace. And so... don't do it. And your mom should understand that. And if she needs your help with anything, let her know. I'll always be there to support you if you need me, but I just can't work there anymore.
Okay. Okay. That makes sense. Thank you so very much.
You're welcome. You could always be a consultant, come in from time to time, but you ain't got to be there full time.
That's true. If he's not paying me, though, I can't consult.
No. So you have to get paid for that.
Right. Okay.
All right.
Thank you so much.
No problem.
All right, ask E, 800-585-1051. If you need relationship advice or any type of advice, hit E now. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
Here's some real advice with Angela Yee. It's Ask Yee.
Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. We're in the middle of Ask Yee. Hello, who's this?
Good morning, this is Marie.
Hey, Marie, how are you feeling today?
I'm feeling good.
Okay, what's your question?
So my question is, I want to know, how do I have a conversation with my mother? So I was molested growing up from the age of 7 to the age of 17.
Wow.
And it was by my mother's boyfriend, and she did end up marrying him. Even her, after knowing the situation, like everything she knew about, we've been to court before, charges been dropped, because I was asked to lie, and it's just a lot that went on. And me, myself, when I turned 19, I decided to give myself therapy. Right. I was never helped when I was young.
Thank goodness.
So I decided to do it on my own, because I had a point where I just didn't speak to him at all. And she was just trying to keep us separate as best as possible. But when after therapy, I went for like 4 or 5 years, I just decided not just wanted to speak to him, but it was like he had control over me, and I didn't want him to have that power. So I did decide just so I can say hi and bye. But now my mom just thinks it's okay to call me to talk to me about his day or to tell me things about him. And I just don't know how to have like that conversation to let her know, like, just because she sees that I grew from the situation, it's not that I care about him or anything, and it's just trickling over into things in my personal life.
Right.
Where I, being that she married this man and he disrespected me, he disrespected her.
Well, he committed a crime. He didn't just disrespect you. He also committed a crime that has forever changed you.
Yes, and I don't think she clearly understands that all the way. When it comes to me and her relationship, we're okay. We can talk. I love my mom, but it's just hard for me to let her know, like, I don't want to be having conversations about this man. And now I do notice that my own relationship, I allow men to disrespect me in another way because I've seen it growing up.
Right.
If that makes any sense.
Well, I encourage you to continue going to therapy. The problem that your mom has is not with you, it's with herself. So she's got to, I would hope that she would seek some help as well, because the fact that she would choose to continue a relationship with this person who has committed horrific acts towards you says a lot about her and, you know, and her own responsibility in this.
I try to see that part because, you know, some situation has happened to her when she was young. So I think because she explains it, well, like, I didn't get help and I'm okay. And I'm like, you're not okay because obviously you just allowed this to happen.
It's a cycle that she's going through. And if there's a way that you guys can go together, that you can get her some help as well. But I think first and foremost, you got to take care of you. You're the priority for yourself. Yes. And you owe it to yourself. And I love the fact that you survived this, that you've sought therapy, that you're working through it and dealing with it, but in no way should you feel obligated to have to speak to this person, to have any type of relationship with this person. And your mom definitely needs to, you know, seek some help as well. But it's the issue is not you, it's her.
Okay, because sometimes, you know, everybody, when you have people in your ear, especially my family members, like, especially some siblings, like, just get over it. You use that as an excuse for everything, but they don't understand that molded me into the person that I am today. Like, I don't allow men to do things for me because it's not like she stood in it for sometimes money reasons or just different reasons, but that molded me into the person I am today. So I just sometimes go back and forth, like, should I just let this go? Am I dragging it too long?
There's no such thing as dragging it too long. Somebody did something to you. You were, you know, and you're still dealing with the after effects of that. And who knows when you won't deal with it, because I can't say that's something that will ever go away. But it is something that you can be strong about, that you can work through, that you can deal with, that you can continue to seek help for. And there's nothing wrong with that. It does show a lot of strength that you're able to confront this.
Okay, great. So you think it's good, should I like try to have a conversation with her of maybe us both going to therapy together?
I think that would definitely benefit both of you.
Okay, I'll try to have that conversation.
Right. And I know it's not an easy one to have, and some people are very reluctant to do that. So, you know, it could be in your approach, and let her know if, as a support to you and because you love her, that's what you think would be beneficial for both of you.
Okay. Thank you so much.
Okay, you're welcome.
Ask Yee, 800-585-1051. If you need relationship advice or any type of advice, you can always hit Yee. Now, we got rumors on the way?
Yes, and find out what Bia had to say about Nicki Minaj, and it relates to Jay-Z in her Billboard magazine article.
All right, we'll get into that next. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
This is The Rumor Report with Angela Yee. Rumor has it.
Club. So listen up. Well, Bia did an interview with Billboard, and in that interview, she talks about Nicki Minaj. You know, they got that Whole Lot of Money remix together. And she said, I always say to people, when you speak of Nicki, you got to speak on her like how you speak on Jay-Z and the grace that laid out the foundation for the people that's after them. She broke amazing records, and she's made it easier for people like me to come through and do what we do. I'm always going to give her that credit and that respect because she helped me hit another milestone in my career.
Yeah, nobody can deny that. Nobody can deny that, you know, when it comes to female rap over the past decade, you know, Nicki Minaj absolutely breathed new life into that genre. It's not even debatable.
All right, now Freeway has shared a letter from President Joe Biden, and that is after his daughter passed away. His 21-year-old daughter Harmony lost her battle with cancer. That was heartbreaking. And so he posted the letter. He said, "Thank you, Mr. President, at Joe Biden." And Joe Biden just said, "I was heartbroken to hear about the loss of your daughter, Harmony, as we both know. And as I told you when I saw you in Philadelphia last year, there are no words that can ease the pain of losing a child, a part of your soul. Jill and I are standing with you and your family during this difficult time."
Yeah. Definitely sending free all the healing energy in the universe, man. Definitely. Lord have mercy.
Yes. Much love to you and your family, Freeway.
And the fact that he lost his son last year, too, it's just like, I'm sure he's always going to be grieving that. It hasn't been a year, I don't think.
My goodness.
All right. Now, people are all talking about this. Lotto Freestyle. She was on LA Leakers, and she went crazy over this. So listen to this.
"Look, everything big except my body count. Still spending rap game money. Fuck bitches talking about. Told y'all I'm the biggest. Statistics and lyrics match my mouth. Mona Scott can't pay one bill in my four-story house. This Zeusy plain Jane is Zeusy untouched. Y'all bitches passed around. Buzz down ain't worth too much. This a skeleton AP, but me, I'm thick as fuck. How the hell I'm pescatarian in a lounge chop truck? But that's besides the fact. How you big but not the rest? How you big can't name a track? How you big can't hang a plaque? Bitches talking chain, they CEO bout, but go off. Got it out the mud, so hell yeah, I'ma show up."
Yeah, Lotto get busy.
All right, Big Lotto. She definitely sounded like she was taking some shots.
You know what else, too? Beat selection is very important when you do freestyles. And that A&I is a top tier beat selection.
Of course. Yeah, nah, she's spitting on there.
All right, Roddy Ricch, LMA, Sway Lee, Chris Paul, Macy Gray, and others, they're going to be starring in an upcoming animated feature. It's called Sneaks. is being produced by Lawrence Fishburne. He'll also be voice acting in that, and Mustard is going to be the executive music producer. So this sounds like it'll already be fun to watch, but it's paying homage to the diverse and flourishing sneaker culture that continues to grow across the world.
That's dope.
Yeah, so I know you're there for it, right? You used to be. I feel like you're not as into sneakers as you used to be.
I still got a lot of them. You know what? My son, we wear the same sneaker size. So my son be wearing
he came
sneakers.
Up.
Yeah, he came up.
All right, now Big Frida, some people are upset about what she had to say. TMZ caught up with her, and she doesn't believe that Boosie is homophobic. She just feels like he don't like Lil Nas X. Here's what she said.
Us as the gay community, we have to just keep pushing. We can't let everything and everybody bother us with their words. We have been fighting forever, and we got to continue to be tough. I don't think Boosie is homophobic. I think he just has a problem with Lil Nas. Boosie's new movie, My Struggle, has lots of gay folks in there. He has a whole gay scene in jail where he has a lot of the gay guys from Louisiana representing.
When we say people are upset, who are we talking about?
Social media.
Okay. Well, they always angry.
Mm-hmm.
So as I said the other day on Donkey of the Day, if everything outrages you, then what's really outrageous?
Yeah, so...
Like, seriously, if everything causes outrage, then what's really outrageous anymore?
Mm-hmm. I think it's also Big Frida had a personal experience, so she feels the way that she feels because of that.
Right.
But from the outside looking in, people may not agree with that. So.
I would rather listen to the person with the personal experience.
Yeah, but I mean, I could see why somebody using... homophobic slurs would make you feel that person is homophobic.
Oh, 100%. But guess what? I still would rather listen to the person with the personal experience. I just would. Because guess what? You got a personal experience with Dave Chappelle. Do you think he's transphobic?
Do I think? No, because exactly. I know what he
that's my point.
But he also hasn't used like slurs. I mean, I can understand why somebody would feel that he is, though.
100%.
So,
but
I can respect, you know, if somebody has their opinion, that's their opinion.
But I would much
and
rather.
And I wouldn't say it's unwarranted.
Yes, but I still would rather listen to the person with the personal experience. Because we be judging people that we have no clue about. We don't know these people, never had a conversation with them, nothing. And we might judge them off one moment or one thing we heard them say. But if somebody that actually knows the person, kicks it with the person, tells me otherwise, I'm going to take that person's word for it before I take the word of damn social media. My personal opinion.
Right. All right. Well, that is your rumor report.
All right. Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. Now, shout out to Ava DuVernay for joining us this morning.
Yes, I can't wait to watch the Colin Kaepernick series that they did in black and white.
Absolutely. And also, don't forget, one day left to my car show. My car show is this Saturday. So you still have really 2 days, today and tomorrow. But make sure you get your tickets if you want to put your car in the show. It's going to be an amazing event. We got so many surprises. Celebrity cars, amusement rides, carnival games, candy for the kids for Halloween. So kids, wear your costume. And I can't wait to see you guys this Saturday in Detroit at the TCF Center. All right. Now, when we come back, we got the positive note and more. So don't move. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
If I ever made you angry, girl, just know that it get better with time. They say time heals. She can't see her life without me. She's so blasted. Then you can tell him that you're mine still. And she don't wanna go to sleep, she angry. Lately she been noticing he ain't me.
Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. Now, Charlamagne, you got a positive note?
I do, man. And the positive note is simple. If you are not willing to learn, no one can help you. If you are determined to learn, no one can stop you. Remember that.
Breakfast Club, bitches!
Y'all finished or y'all done?
I'm Katia Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office.
More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
The wait is almost over. Get ready for the 2024 NFL season as the full schedule is announced. Bring it on. Every rivalry, every rematch, every rookie debut, every game revealed. The 2024 NFL schedule release, presented by Verizon, coming in May. Live on NFL Network, ESPN2, and streaming on NFL Plus. Terms and conditions apply to NFL Plus. Visit NFL.com/schedule release to learn more.